Now, you may be wondering how in the world do you get a layer that has a gap within it? So let me actually try to show you what happens in a fetus. So let's say you have a little fetus heart, tiny little heart like this, and it gets a little bit bigger like this, and then it finally gets into an adult heart, something like that. So this would be the adult heart, right? Well, at the same time that the heart is growing, you actually also have a sac, almost like a little balloon, right? And this balloon actually begins to envelope the heart. So this growing heart kind of grows right into the balloon. And so this balloon kind of starts going around it like that. And you get something like this. And then eventually, as the heart gets really big, you get something like this. You basically have this kind of inner layer of the balloon that's pancaked out. It doesn't even look like a balloon anymore. It's very flat. And then it kind of folds back on itself like that. And it comes all the way around. And now you can see why, even though it's continuous, I mean, it's not like it breaks, it is continuous here. It's continuous there. You can see how if you actually just were to look at one chunk of it, like we're looking at right here, you could see how it would actually look like a pancake. And so on our heart, actually, it literally would be something like this, like a very thin kind of pancake. And I'm not doing a very, very good job making it look thin, but you can imagine what it is that it could look like if I was to zoom in on it, basically something like that, where you have two layers that are basically just kind of turned in on themselves. And both layers put together are called your pericardium. Now, there are actually separate names for the two layers. So, for example, the layer that's kind of hugging up against the heart, this layer that I'm drawing right now, this layer is called the visceral pericardium. So you call that the visceral pericardium. And the name visceral, this right here, would be visceral. And the reason it's called visceral is because viscera refers to organs. So that's called the visceral pericardium. And then this outer layer, the one I'm drawing now, is called the parietal pericardium, parietal. And that's the layer that actually is on the outside. So let me label that as well. So that's this guy. That would be the parietal pericardium. So now you can actually see the layers of the heart, the endocardium, myocardium, and pericardium. And actually, just to throw you a curveball, because I'm pretty sure you can handle it, this visceral pericardium, another name for it, just because you might see it sometime, is the epicardium. Sometimes you might see the name epicardium. And don't get thrown off, it's really just the visceral pericardium. It's just the outermost layer of that heart before you get to the parietal layer.